This is Paige, the co-host of Giggly Squad, and I want to tell you about a company that I've been loving, Olive & June. Olive & June gives you everything that you need for a salon-quality manicure in one box. And if you break it down, it really comes out to $2 a manicure, which is absolutely insane. It's also so easy to get salon-worthy nails at home with Olive & June. The difference between how your nails used to look when you did them yourself and now with the Manny system is a complete game changer. The best thing about Olive & June, too, is it's a quick dry. It dries in about 1 minute, lasts for 5 days, and full coverage in up to 1 to 2 coats. Visit oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system. That's oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system.
Hello, I'm Carol Vorderman, and it's time for your Thursday edition of Perfect 10. 10 questions, 10 points, all done in 10 minutes. Now, I have 10 brand new questions for you today, all designed to educate, to entertain, and to irritate you. But I know they'll leave you feeling smarter too. And that really is what Perfect 10 is all about. A bit of fun and a way to make yourself feel smarter. Don't forget, I will also be here tomorrow with our very latest Flashback Friday quiz, where I'll be testing you on our very best questions, specially selected from our enormous back catalogue of questions and episodes. But for now, we move back to today. Today is the 11th of April, and it was on this day in 1959 that the England footballer Billy Wright became the first player in the world to play 100 matches for his country. Well done, Billy. It's time to find out if you're also an impressive player, as it's time to start our podcast. Here come your questions for Thursday's Perfect 10. Question one is your starter for a Perfect 10. What is the name of the highest mountain in the United Kingdom? And I think quite a lot of you will know the answer to that for a point. Question two is clues in the news. You're about to hear a fictional news report, which contains clues to a 1976 UK number one single. But can you work out which single it is? Here comes the news report.
Last Friday night, a young woman who is only 17 years of age was spotted jiving to the beat of a tambourine. More updates when we have them.
So from all of those clues, can you work out for a point which very famous song from 1976 you think that could be? Question three now, and it's time for Carol Lateral Thinking. If you spelled the word alphabet in alphabetical order to alphabet, A-L-P-H-A-B-E-T, which letter would come third? Might take you a moment or two to work this one out. So please feel free to press pause and I'll still be here when you're ready to move on. Spell out the word alphabet in alphabetical order. Which letter would come third? Question four, and it's time to put your memory to the test. And today is Tasty Thursday. So I have a recipe for you. Don't forget to listen carefully, as I will ask you a question immediately after.
It's time for Cooking with Arunjay, and today I'm going to tell you how to make a fabulous fish stew. You will need 1 tablespoon of olive oil, 1 teaspoon of fennel seeds, 2 diced carrots, 2 diced celery sticks, 2 finely chopped garlic cloves, 2 thinly sliced leeks, a 400 grams can of chopped tomatoes, 500 milliliters of hot fish stock, 2 skinless pollock fillets cut into chunks, and 85 grams of raw shelled king prawns. Heat the oil in a large pan, add the fennel seeds, carrots, celery and garlic and cook for 5 minutes. Tip in the leeks, tomatoes and stock. Season and bring to the boil, then cover and simmer until the vegetables are tender and the sauce has thickened and reduced slightly. Add the fish, scatter over the prawns and cook for 2 more minutes until lightly cooked. Ladle into bowls and serve with a spoon.
Ooh, I do love a fish stew. That's a very nice recipe. Here comes your question. How many millilitres of hot fish stock are required for this recipe? Can you remember how many millilitres, please? Questions 5, 6 and 7 are all part of the same family, the frivolous, the familiar and the fun set of questions, testing your knowledge of the everyday. Question 5 is this. Who plays the title character in the 1986 film Ferris Bueller's Day Off. It's a very famous movie, but do you know the answer? Who plays the title character? Moving on to question six. According to a famous UK advertising slogan, you can do it when you what? Does that sound familiar? You can do it when you what? Question seven, and it's time for some music. During the noughties, Hung Up and Sorry were number one singles for which American singer? Do you know who sung those songs, Hung Up and Sorry? Moving on to question eight, and you need your word head on for this one, as it's time for today's Two In, Two Out. Which two letters can you change in the word slice, S-L-I-C-E, to make a part of the body? Swap those two letters, two in, two out, and find that body part. Question nine is, I know this, and today I have a First Letters Thursday initials question for you. Which Agatha Christie novel has the initials M-O-T-O-E? I can tell you it's a very famous novel. Well, we've made it to the final question of the day. It's time for today's anagram. Which UK city is an anagram of hot, lumpy? Hot, H-O-T, lumpy, L-U-M-P-Y. Can you please rearrange those letters and find that UK city? And there you have it, another perfect 10 in the bag. Well done, everybody. 10 questions, 10 points, 10 minutes. Did you score a perfect 10 today? Here is where you find out. Here come the answers.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Question one, what is the name of the highest mountain in the UK? The answer is Ben Nevis. Ben Nevis is located in the Scottish Highlands and has an elevation of 4,413 feet. Question two was clues in the news. And today you were looking for the title of a very famous song hidden in this fictional bulletin.
Last Friday night, a young woman who is only 17 years of age was spotted jiving to the beat of a tambourine. More updates when we have them.
What was the name of the song? Well, the song I was looking for was, of course, Dancing Queen by the incredible ABBA. Question three, Carol Lateral Thinking. Today it was all about the alphabet. I asked, if you spelled the word alphabet in alphabetical order, which letter would come third? And the answer is, the letter which would come third is the letter B. Because if you spelled alphabet alphabetically, the first two letters would both be A, then the letter B, so the correct answer B, would be third, followed by, of course, E, H, L, P and T. Question four was our memory round, and today we're finding out how to make a very nice fish stew. I asked you how many millilitres of hot fish stock are required for the recipe. Could you remember? The answer is 500 millilitres of hot fish stock. We're into our run of the three Fs. Question five. Who plays the title character in the 1986 film Ferris Bueller's Day Off? And the answer was Matthew Broderick. Question six was about a very famous slogan. According to a famous UK advertising slogan, you can do it when you what? And the answer is you can do it when you B&Q it. B&Q was founded in 1969 by Richard Block and David Quayle. They originally named the store Block and Quayle, but decided to shorten it to the snappier sounding B&Q. Well, things were getting musical for question seven. During the noughties, Hung Up and Sorry were number one singles for which American singer? Well, they were number ones for the fabulous Madonna. Madonna is the answer. Question 8 was two in, two out. Which two letters can you change in the word slice to make a part of the body? Well, if you change the letter L to a P and the letter C to an N, you get your spine, S-P-I-N-E. Question 9. I know this, but did you? Which Agatha Christie novel has the initials M-O-T-O-E? And the answer is very famous, Murder on the Orient Express. Now, there have been two major movie versions of the book, and both have contained star-studded casts. In the 1976 film, the famous faces on the train included Sean Connery, Ingrid Bergman, and Lauren Bacall. And in the 2017 version, the passengers were played by stars such as Dame Judi Dench, Derek Jacobi, and Olivia Colman. And finally, question 10. Which UK city is an anagram of hot, lumpy? Well, could you work it out? The answer is the city of Plymouth. P-L-Y-M-O-U-T-H. Did you get a great score today? Don't worry if you didn't. There's always another chance tomorrow. Every day spent with the Perfect 10 family is a day where you have given your mind a good old workout. Let us know how you did. Please send us your scores. We love to see how everybody is doing. Come and be a part of our family by following us on @Perfect10Carol on Facebook, Insta and TikTok. We've got lots of daily content over there to keep the brain ticking over between episodes. So join us, please. I'll be back tomorrow with our weekly Flashback Friday quiz. So please do join me then. I am Carol Vorderman. That was my Perfect 10 for you. I hope you have a perfect day. Perfect 10 is produced by Talent Bank as part of the Acast Creator Network. Head over to shows.acast.com/Perfect 10 for more information.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.